pressed, unavailable, stop button, alt plus S.
Hi guys, this is Jake Gross. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about the updated installer. Yes, I made another update today. Basically, well, the installer speaks for itself. I'll let you figure it out once I launch the installer and you'll notice something different.
Run dialog type C, code, text. Setup Windows CE Sound Schemes dialog. Welcome to the Windows CE Sound Schemes setup wizard. This will install Windows CE Sound Schemes 1.0 on your computer. It is recommended that you close all other applications before continuing. Click next to continue or cancel to exit setup. Next button alt plus N.
That's normal.
To continue, click next. If you would like to select a different folder, click Browse Edit. Selected C colon backslash Windows backslash Media backslash Windows CE Sound Schemes.
That's normal.
Select the components you want to install. Clear the components you do not want to install. Click Next when you are ready to continue. Combo box full installation collapsed.
Now this screen, this is where it gets interesting. Now full, you have full installation.
Compact installation.
Compact.
Custom installation.
Customly, they don't really do much. I don't know exactly how to use all these and make them work properly. But that's not the point. The point is what's next.
Tree view. Analog sound scheme checkbox checked 1 of 8.
It took a lot of coding to code this exactly right. And what's amazing is I only needed... it took a lot of work and I only actually compiled it once. And I got it right the first time on the compile. So, yay. So, first, this is where we could choose our sound scheme. Let's say I did not want any of the analog and Vitalik. I just wanted the Windows CE sounds. I could uncheck these.
Space, analog sound scheme checkbox checked, selected 1 of 8.
Or actually, I had to be in the list first, but I could unselect that.
Space, not Windows CE, Windows Vitalik sound, analog sound scheme checkbox selected, not checked 1 of 8. Windows CE 1.0 default sounds checkbox checked, selected 2 of 8. Windows CE 2.0 default sounds checkbox checked, selected 3 of 8. Vitalik sound scheme checkbox checked, selected 4 of 8. Space, not checked. Organic sound scheme checkbox checked, selected 5 of 8. Space, not checked. Pocket PC 2000 default sounds checkbox checked, selected 6 of 8. Space, not checked. Pocket PC 2002 default sounds checkbox checked, not checked. Space. Sci-fi sound scheme checkbox checked, selected 8 of 8. Space, not checked. Pocket PC 2000 default sounds checkbox selected not checked 6 of 8. Or Windows CE 2 Vitalik sound scheme checkbox selected not Windows CE 2.0 default sounds checkbox checked Windows analog.
Now let's make sure I got this right.
Analog sound scheme checkbox selected not Windows CE 1.0 default sounds checkbox checked Windows CE 2.0 default sounds checkbox checked Vitalik sound scheme checkbox selected not checked organic sound scheme checkbox selected not checked 5 of 8 pocket PC 2000 default sounds checkbox selected not checked pocket PC 2002 default sounds checkbox selected not sci-fi sound scheme checkbox selected not checked 8 of 8.
Now, if I use press, if I go up a level in the object navigation thing.
Tree view.
And do a go right by pressing insert plus 6 and on the numpad.
Current selection requires at least 0.9 MB of disk space.
So you can actually monitor what disks, how much disk space you want taken up. So let's say I wanted to add Pocket PC stuff.
Pocket PC space. Pocket PC 2000 default sounds checkbox check. Pocket PC 2002 default space checked. Tree view.
I can go up again.
Current selection requires at least 1.2 MB of disk space.
So, yeah. And if I add the other stuff.
Sci-fi sound checked. Organic metallic organic space. Check metallic space. Check window analog space. Check. Tree current selection requires at least 1.5 MB of disk space.
I could just press enter.
To continue, click next. If you would like to select a different folder, click Browse Edit. Selected Windows CE Sound Schemes.
Now this is the Start Menu folder because I had a Start Menu folder and you have two options. You can explore the Sounds directory. It will just open the Sounds folder in Windows Explorer. So you could just go in the Sound Schemes folders and listen to the sounds and stuff. And there's also an uninstall icon in there if you don't want to go in the control panel to uninstall it. So just press Enter to accept this default directory.
Install button Alt plus I. Can click install to continue with the installation, or click back if you want to review or change any settings. Edit multi-line read only. Destination location.
Let's look at this
destination location. C:\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\ sound scheme. Windows CE 1.0 default sounds. Windows CE 2.0 default sounds. Metallic sound scheme. Organic sound scheme. Pocket PC 2000 default sounds. Pocket PC 2002 default sounds. Sci-fi sound scheme. Blank. Start menu folder. Windows CE sound schemes. Blank.
That's a little information. We could just press enter.
Cancel button. 45%. 55%. 65%.
And it's B again?
Setup Windows CE sound schemes dialog. Completing the Windows CE sound schemes setup wizard. Completing the Windows CE colon header. Virtual.
So that's the setup. Now I'm going to talk about my thoughts on Inno setup versus the previous installers I've used. This is going to be my fourth program scripting for. My first one in like June of 2015 was Dolphin. It was, I mean, great when I was messing with it. You know, it was great. It was amazing. But it was sort of blindly oriented, meaning basically you had it would load speech components like Dolphin SAM and stuff that it would attempt to load if they were present. And this would cause it for things to be slow. We didn't need this speech stuff, you know. Next, I really primitively messed with Willow Pond for about a month for making an install script for our program or something. And it was 16-bit. That means 8.3 convention. It was GZIC compression. You had to compress every file individually. 16-bit, single INF file. And it was a mess. It wasn't good, but it was... Yeah. But then... In June of this year, I first started playing with the advanced INF, which then I thought was great because it didn't load any speech components. It was 32-bit. It had a lot of flexibility. I mean, now that I think of it, it was too much flexibility because literally you could do anything, copy any file. I mean, you could do this too and copy any file and make any registry key, but... Here's the thing, with all these previous ones, I had to make registry keys for the add and remove program stuff. And that was a pain in the butt. Honestly, it was just a pain in the butt to make all those keys for every single script. And I wanted to focus more on my actual software or script writing instead of it's the actual program I was scripting for instead of the add and remove program stuff. Inno setup does it automatically. Another advantage, and Dolphin, you sort of had this, but in Dolphin, you could run your setup program, and then it would let you know if there's an error when the program is running. I mean, that's kind of annoying because you'd have a partial installation. It would cause issues sometimes. In advanced INF, you didn't have that at all. I mean, literally... If you ran a script and there was an error, the script wouldn't even run. Like, if there was a missing right bracket, the script wouldn't even run. If you couldn't find a file, it would say, "Oh, ask where is that file?" It's convenient, you know. I mean, that's cool, but it wouldn't check your syntax or anything. It was so, like, it was all you. I mean, if you made a mistake, you would get the consequences, basically, you know what I mean? Like, and iExpress, the thing that makes it into EXE is to make for easier distribution instead of having to use a bunch of command line stuff to run the DLL and the script and stuff. It didn't even check when it was, well, it couldn't because iExpress was mainly meant to build the INF scripts into EXEs and stuff. And other things too, like standard installers that use EXEs, but it had no error checking. It couldn't say, "Oh, there's an error on this line." But Inno setup is amazing because basically, when you compile, okay, first of all, it actually can compile stuff into EXEs. That is great. I mean, you have a script and you can just compile it into an exe with a native compiler, and it lets you know if there's an error, and then you could fix it before you even run it. That is great. Besides, and it's also open source. That's another great thing too. And let's and for iExpress, you basically would have a well, you'd have a you'd have where you have to like when uninstalling, you had to like say copy files and then write a variable name or a function name or something, and then name it like yeah, it was all you like it was so open to the point where you'd have custom names for your copy files sections. It was really open. And delete files, you had to like tell it to like in the uninstall section, you had to like tell it to delete files from a certain section, as well as like same for copy files. And really, it was like a mess because and also like for Windows 9X users, you had to you couldn't really use longer file names. That was really kind of annoying. Basically, and like start menu stuff, that was a mess, honestly, because you had to have stuff for both 9X and NT. Dolphin didn't have that. I mean, it was a mess. It was Advanced INF, it's great. I mean, it's usable and all that. It's a great thing. I'm not trying to say it's a bad program, but it was not widely used, I realized, because I noticed that a lot of stuff that used Advanced INF was Microsoft. I mean, it was no one else really used it except me. But basically, Dolphin used Dolphin because it was their thing. But it was a great scripting program. But you know, it was like you had to like speech components and other stuff, and you really had no component selector or anything. You just had full and custom, and custom like you could choose where you want it to be and everything. But you had no component control or anything. And you know, setup. It's really mainstream. It's really popular. It's amazing. It's a great program. I mean, I don't know if I'll port any of my stuff over that I've done previously, because I still have, you know, iExpress scripts. I mean, those still work. I'll just keep those around. I have a couple of Dolphin scripts that I never ported to iExpress. I mean, I might port those over. You never know. I don't know. So basically, yeah, InnoSetup is the best installation program I've ever used, alongside Dolphin. Well, Dolphin's exception was basically because it had a load of speech components and other stuff if they were present, and also like it was kind of a blinding based program. We would like say use cursor keys just. I mean, if a site of prison saw that, they wouldn't. I don't know. It would just. It was kind of not. It was blindly oriented, and it was international. That was cool, but it just loaded speech components and stuff, and your scripts would. And it wouldn't, had no like direct compiler, so you couldn't really say what was wrong. On a line, before you actually ran it, so. In all honesty. InnoSetup rules. It's amazing. It's awesome. I'll probably never make another iExpress script. I don't know. I mean, maybe I might for like really, really simple stuff. Like if it's a script that copies a file over without even making any registry entries. I mean, I might do that, you know. But, like, for a full installer, I'd recommend InnoSetup because it's amazing. And one thing I noticed that if you decompile an InnoSetup script, you have to, like, in the component section, you have to re-specify the flags and then is custom in the custom thing, or else their checkbox won't appear. Because the thing is, I don't actually have the original script because it's so easy to rewrite the flags, colon, IS custom semicolon space after the custom thing, and then recompile, and you know, and it's just great. I love InnoSetup. It thing is, I use older versions simply because it's compatible with 9X, and the older versions do what I need them to do. So, you know, it's great that the creator of Inno Setup has these old versions up there. I mean, he even has, like, get this, like, all the way up down to version 1 for Windows 3.1. I might need to play with that at some point on a Windows 3.1 and DOSBox or something. And the 2.x and 3.x releases, I need to mess with those too. I messed with 4.x a little earlier today, and I mean, it did what I needed to do, so. But I still prefer 5.x, because you have a little, I mean, it's, I don't know, just, I like the 5.x versions, and it's just amazing that way. So, hope you enjoy me ranting and talking about all this stuff, and if you want to get more information on my views about these programs and stuff, it's, you can just find my info on my page. I noticed that I've been saying that, but when I recently checked my page, I actually did not put that on my page, so I will do that once this is uploaded. So, anyway, yeah. So, I'll see you guys in the next recording. Bye.